Hi, I'm Tilty. I'm the lead designer for The Secret World, and you're listening to Beyond the Veil.
You are now listening to Beyond the Veil, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
The following live broadcast may not be suitable for all ages. The views expressed in this show are solely those of the individual providing them and do not represent the opinion of the station, website, or any affiliated partners. Audience discretion is advised.
Salutations, everyone. Welcome to Beyond the Veil, the Secret World. I am Xander, and people can't follow random instructions. I said, give me the Michelatrix.
That's hey. Not what I'm called in the game.
I know, it's funny. It's funny. In my mind, it is. It just caught me off guard. Anyway, yes, welcome to the show. It is episode 99. You know, every time woot. I think about 899, woot. I keep thinking about Special Agent 99 from Get Smart.
I keep thinking of that Prince song, 1999. Because we're going to party like it's episode 99.
Yeah, I saw your post earlier on today. It was quite cool.
Oh, I missed it. Oh, what was it? What'd you say?
It was literally that tonight we're going to party like it's episode 99.
Sweet. Yes, you know, we have one episode to go. We get through this one. Let's just get through this one. Let's just... we're just going to close the show. Hi, everyone. Bye, everybody.
See ya.
We'll see you next week for episode 100. Yes, we hit the 100. Eh, what'd you say, Sonny? Yeah, Bash and Kane over here, you know what I'm saying? Remember 100 episodes ago, we were just running around randomly and in Kingsmith and... oh, my gallbladder. Oh, there's my bladder sack. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Wow.
Oh my god, if people can only see him doing that.
See, part of the whole fun of doing this is I get to watch Antetus' expressions when I do these things, and she starts laughing off camera. I'm like, son of fucking laugh on the camera! Our camera, yeah. Laugh on mic! Don't just sit there and laugh, and then we have dead air, and everyone's like, this awkward moment was brought to you by Jim the Cricket. Cricket, fucker.
Is the look on her face like, oh my god, what the hell did I marry?
A little bit.
Yeah, sometimes.
So, I don't know about you guys, but, you know, it all happened 99 episodes ago. And guess what I'm rocking?
An eye patch?
For the people that's watching the live stream, they're not seeing anything. Here we go. I'm rocking old school Xander. Xander 1.0. Come on, Gladys. Yeah. You know what that... What do you used to call that?
You bought the Anarchy stuff straight away, did you?
Uh-huh.
No.
First day,
well, you got
opening
the wrong,
stuff.
Wrong gloves on.
I know. So I didn't like those gloves. These are Blissey Veiled gloves, buddy.
Right.
I think I've still got my new outfit. Let me change that.
Yeah, 1 second. I'm just trying
if
to find
it.
You know what? No. Is that... That's Beyond the Veil armor, is it not? Because you used to
what?
Wear...
Beyond the Veil armor.
You used to wear that... what was it called? Or maybe this is it. They called it the belly armor or something?
Yes, the belly
yeah,
shirt.
Yeah, the Anarchy...
Yeah, this is my belly shirt.
Long time.
There you go,
we'll see.
That's my first one. Quite plain.
Yeah, this is my first outfit. It's exactly how it was. Every piece, apart from the sword, maybe.
Yeah. This was Noob 101. This is what I wore nearly 100 episodes ago. Seriously, that's kind of nostalgic, you know? 100 episodes ago, I wore this.
Wow, look at how you've actually evolved. You know, your character is actually wearing today something that you've helped create, you know?
Uh-huh. I would never have thought 100 episodes ago that, hey, I would be wearing Blissing Veil.
Yeah, he was wearing that 100 cool. episodes ago, but he didn't quite look like that because he's had multiple plastic surgeries since then as well.
Yeah.
Actually, he did have a couple, yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, look, who's this? Who's this next to us? Silver Warden. I know that name. It's Spooky!
Yeah.
I'm sitting here randomly and like this. Derp. Hey, who's this? Yeah, this derp moment is brought to you by. How about I introduce the rest of the cast before I get to you, Spooky? Hi, so Antita, how are you? Happy 99. Gotta break 100 soon in an episode. Yes.
Yeah, trying, even though it's not going to be 99 for me or 100 next week for me, but it is going to be for the show, and it's going to be awesome.
Uh-huh, there's going to be lots of, you know, stuff happening, and I hope, you know, it all go. Oh, it's black tie, too. It's black tie, dress clothes, so, oh, yes, it's going to be fun. Dash! Oh, dear.
Uh-huh.
And Dash was like, yeah, keep going.
I wasn't sure if she was going to answer.
Out of nowhere.
And Galatrix.
Good evening.
It messes me up every time. I always I can never quite pinpoint what he's going to say. I remember for like one of my fondest memories of Galatrix. Oh, yeah, like I'm talking about him, but he's not here. Hi, Galatrix.
Hi.
This weird moment is brought to you by, deja vu. Yeah, one of my fondest moments of Galatrix is, like, for when he first started coming on the show, he would say the same thing for, like, I don't know, like umpteen episodes in a row. He would say the same one line, and I forgot what it was. And then all of a sudden, boom, he's like, not a diva, he's a... Cassio? No, what's that dude that, you know, Casanova! Now he's a Casanova. So whenever I introduce him, he always has something cool and new and to say that throws me off. Because I keep thinking he's going to say that one line, and you think hello. After... Yeah, hello, that's it! Hello! Can you say that for me, please?
Hello?
No, that just sounded like you're answering a phone.
Yeah.
That's not how you used to say it before. Why are you...
Was it the old, hello? Yeah,
there you go.
That sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Because I used to think in my head...
Yeah, I remember hearing that.
I used to think in my head because I had an old Nokia, and a Motorola, and whenever it turned it on, it says, hello, Moto. Because whenever he said hello, and I always say Moto in my head. But yeah.
That's a Motorola, not a Nokia.
That's what I said.
Okay.
You're going to have to go back and re-listen to this episode, because you'll see, yeah, I had his old Nokia. Wait a minute, sorry, Motorola. And because I corrected myself. Speaking of correcting himself, Gigabyte. Not that
Hi,
you did. It's just random.
Zonda.
How are you? I'm doing pretty good, a little bit messed up. And ooh, we're doing Gangnam Style. I love it, Spooky. And we have the myth, the legend. It's the myth.
Yo.
And the legend. Yo, bro. I'm still thinking about what you said earlier. Your face. And we have a new person here in the studio. You know, just recently joined the game. And we're going to be asking some questions. And they'll be here for a little while, as long as they can be with us. And they're partying right here, doing Gangnam Style. Right here in Kingsmith. Spooky, how are you, Spooky?
Doing pretty good, thanks. How's everybody else doing?
Oopa Gangnam Style. Ah.
It sounded like you fell over when you said that then.
What?
It sounded like you fell over. Gangnam Style. Ah.
Well, you know, at the end of the dance or whatever, he does Oopon Gangnam style. Ah, because he puts that, he puts the thumb in the chin, and anyway. But she was asking you guys too, so you guys can respond.
Okay.
Pretty good. Completely psyched for our next episode.
Really, I'm psyched for this one.
Yeah.
We should be psyched for every episode.
Well, yeah, I know. We are.
I'm psyched for this one too. I ate like 17 chocolate bars, and I'm waiting to see what the reaction's going to be.
Well, at least they weren't Reese's Pieces.
Yeah.
That's next week, isn't it?
Yeah, that's next week.
Next week, you're just going to load up on Reese's Pieces.
Oh, I know. We may even buy.
I am so going to do it. I'm going to like put so many Reese's Pieces around that he will not be able to control himself, and he will take all of them. Plus, I'm going to make him a coffee before the show, so he's going to be hyper like you've never seen him before.
Nice.
Well, I know that's the one episode I won't need Viagra.
Well,
okay.
Face bomb. Hey, someone's actually fighting here.
Do you normally need
somebody's doing something somewhere?
That was kind of implied by what he had said. He didn't even realize that. I think I thought he was trying to crack a joke and then just turned on him.
Well, the thing is, how many more times can I say hilarity will ensue?
Another 99 times.
So, yes, we have lots of cool stuff to talk about tonight, but first we're going to pick on Spooky. Spooky, we're here in Kingsmith. This is where you come from, and we came 99 episodes ago. We were from here, too. Mind you, we keep frequently coming back here quite a lot because this just... You know, I don't care what new areas come in the game. Kingsmith is probably, to me, still the best play area. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Well, I haven't seen all the others, so I don't know. But I think Kingsmith and the whole Solomon Islands area is pretty sweet.
It is. Any other thoughts?
Yeah. It certainly feels like home.
It is.
Yeah, you know, I agree. To say that. This is the area that I spent the most amount of time when I first started out. I think I was here for months, always coming back to it, always redoing some missions that I knew.
Ninja!
We got ninja'd.
Random ninja.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's definitely my favorite area so far.
I think the writing is just absolutely brilliant for this area, and the acting, the voice acting for the characters are brilliantly casted, and I can't wait to speak to another character. Whatever character comes around the corner is just always entertaining.
So what were your first, like, very first impressions when you got out of the tutorial, when you got into Kingsmith, you entered through the Sagarta portal, and, you know, as you continued going through Kingsmith and doing the missions and listening to the story, living through the story, what were your initial impressions of the game?
My initial impressions of the game was like, oh my god, it's a game that I've always wanted. It has like a little bit of everything. It has some action, so if you want to, you know, just go around killing mobs, it has that. But then it also has like an in-depth story. You can play with friends. You can play by yourself. You can, you know, go through dungeons. You can go through investigations. The investigations are my favorite. I love those.
Me too.
Yep.
Oh, you give me a headache.
I have to say that this whole game is just very impressive, and it's just right up my alley in terms of style and everything. I just love the artwork, the acting, everything about it. It's just great.
It is, and we're like doing a circle dance right here in the middle of nowhere. Let's take a walk. Let's walk.
And you know,
can we walk?
I do love all the clothes.
You can actually walk in the game if you keep on backspace. Running. Yeah, if you hit backspace, you start walking.
Which would be important in an RP server.
We are an RP server.
Or if you're trying
I
to
yell
follow,
that all the time.
Or if you're trying to follow the gatekeeper.
look at Xander. Dun dun da da dun da da dun da da.
Hey, look, random ninja. Random ninja. So this, like, FC Calhoun in our chat channel said
Hi,
that
Frank.
This is...
Frank!
Hey, Frank!
They said that this is a place that they would put down roots in a game. And to be absolutely honest, if I was given the chance to have play housing...
Ooh,
this
I would
is where,
love that.
I know, this is where I would go. I love this. I'm, like, so uber. Like, 99 episodes ago, I could not walk up to these guys and say, hey, what's happening? Hey, Joe, what's happening? You know? Yeah. Eat a little bit more of that fiber there. Make sure you eat it all. You know? Not very often could you, like, actually walk up to... Oh, and there they all died. You couldn't walk up to zombies like that before. You know? And now we're, like, so uber level that, you know, they just look at us and they say, let's not touch those guys at all because they kill us. I kill you.
What about the Otanists?
The Otanists? There's no Otanists here.
When you're in Egypt, do they knock you on your ass?
Oh, so yeah, knock. If you're doing
that
mission,
Uber.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not. What the hell is that? Why is the scrum
shaking?
Yeah,
someone's doing the mission. Yeah.
Yeah.
Killing this guy.
One hit. Yay! I hope they get credit for that. I never thought.
Yeah, as long as they were the one who started attacking it first, they get the credit for it.
I have reservoir dogs going over in my head walking down this road like this.
How do I, like, not get my sword out of my hand? That's good enough. I'll walk around my chainsaw.
You're not doing that on purpose?
No, I don't want my chainsaw in my hand.
If you press X to go into sprint mode, you'll drop
there you
weapons.
Go. So we're just like randomly, gingerly. It's always been my goal. I always said time and time again that I know I am good or that I am cool if I can kill all the zombies on the bridge in Blue Mountains.
Yeah,
aggro them all. And then kill them all and survive. I can do that now. Or at least I've done it 3 times before. Watch, now that I say it, you know, I try to do that on the screen and I die.
We're gonna be doing that and you're gonna die.
Yeah, I know, epic.
Is like anyone got healing potions?
Well, hey, look, everyone. We're coming up to Kingsmith. So, everyone out there in... our chat channel, why don't you try meeting up on us and just do the walk through Kingsmith? I don't know why, I just feel like walking through Kingsmith randomly.
Go you know, dress it's... up in your suits, because you got to do the Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah.
Doom, 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 doom. Doom, 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 doom.
Or you can just do your noob wear, and that's what I'm rocking, noob wear. Actually, that sounds like some kind of a program. Noob wear.
Yeah.
And here's a different camera angle of a whole. Oh, and everyone has their cats. Look at the cats. Ooh, I have to get my wolf.
That was my first pet.
These are my starter pets.
Mine was the wolf, even though he's the most useless thing ever.
Well, the temple cat gives you a boost to your healing, which was quite handy. Gives you like a
healing
time.
I think the wolf gives the DPS boost.
Yeah, DPS boost, isn't it?
So I guess the dog must give the health boost.
The hound gives a health. I prefer
the healing boost, to be honest, because I die quite easily. In the beginning, I died very easily.
I'm just walking around gingerly with my chainsaw. Well, I suppose that's probably about the best place to have a chainsaw is in Kingsmith. Now I feel like Bruce Campbell. Ooh, there's a costume for you, Gig.
What's that?
Bruce Campbell?
Bruce Campbell.
Ash? Goody little two-shoes! Goody little two-shoes! Good, bad, I'm the guy with the shotgun. boomstick.
Has Evil a Dead? Chainsaw for a hand.
Yeah, like Evil Dead?
Yeah, I'm trying to find a reference picture that I can use.
He's also in like 80% of all sci-fi B-movies.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Bruce Campbell's chin has 10% more badass than all Chuck Norris put together.
Yeah, I know, right? And that would be even more awesome if you just did not read that. Hey, this is that place where the barricades, this is where one of the first major play fields that you had come to doing this mission. I think I died the first time I did this. You had to defend the gates. Oh, look, there's one in progress. Deputy Doofy! And they're all going to the south end. So they should be showing up here. Ooh. So, what is your guys' most fondest memory of King Smith? And then we'll get to Spooky on, you know, her episodes Raven. Here. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's doing that mission from Madame Roget.
Mm-hmm.
Where you have to do the ravens and they follow her visions around the place.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that was two separate missions. But still,
two separate missions.
I thought they were going to do the self barricade.
No, I think
they died and then they collapsed and then.
Oh.
Oopsie. They must have failed that stage.
Got some meat.
Oh, here they come again. They're back.
Yeah, it's this guy DeLongo that's doing the mission by the looks of it.
He must have some skills. He's got stunning swirl and blade torrent.
Here they go. Oops. I just did white. One hit, I killed four. Oh, I got the wrong deck on. That's okay, I understand now. Because I would do the spinny thingy. For some reason, I have a completely different deck on. So now we get to go to the south one. My useless wolf is here. So come and join us as we just gingerly walk around. I wonder what that means, gingerly. I just keep saying it. I've been watching Castle way too much. you know what I'm talking about there, yeah.
It's an awesome show.
We love Castle.
Yeah, we just have the season 6.
My wife watches that on the Alibi channel.
Nathan Fillion is awesome. Did he die again?
Yeah.
Serious? We killed them all.
Well, actually, I don't think he died. He just left the area. He didn't know where they were. Because you killed them all, maybe.
I'll even kill the deputy. But anyway, so we're just...
Jeez. Okay, now they're going to South Barricade.
Alright, yay, we're helping noobs.
Well, you guys are killing zombies. Just a heads up to anyone who's following us on Twitter at this very moment. we have a picture of Gigabyte, who has addressed himself as someone rather famous, a fictional character, I should add. Your job, in order to win prizes, is to be the first one to correctly guess who Gigabyte is dressed as. Tweet it out to us or post it here in the... Well, no, just tweet it out to us. That's going to be better. you can win an Orochi in-game t-shirt that is given to us by Wheel of Vine.
Yes, definitely. Check it out. Ooh, we're going to kill the Lobtrosity. And 5 points for anyone who can actually tell me what the Lobtrosity comes from. Because yeah, I bet you it's random and you guys would probably never ever figure it out. Come on, 5 points. No one wants to take a guess.
Is it your face?
No, it's not my face. No one wants to try to even figure this one out?
I guess not.
No.
I guess not. Complete. You know, not even... okay, so Loptrosity comes from Stephen Dark King's Tower. The Dark Towers. Well, how'd you... You Googled it, didn't you?
I was busy doing other stuff.
Googling.
No, I was busy doing other stuff, helping out these noobs. Helping them out.
Okay, so...
Hey, look, it's Frank.
Grimclaw, yes.
And they're probably thinking right there.
Badger 54.
Yes, Grimclaw in our chat channel actually got it right. The Dark Tower. Yes, Stephen King. Thank you, Grimclaw. Are you around us in game anywhere?
Don't look like it.
What's that? What'd you say, Gig?
Don't look like it.
Aww.
Well, if you were, you would get yourself a very nice prize. So if you hunt us down somewhere in Kingsmouth, yeah.
Yeah, we're just going for a walk through Kingsmouth. Ooh, do I want to go that way? No, I want to go this way. I want to go this way. Indulge me. I want to go this way for a minute. I want to show you guys something.
Okay.
Electrix and I are the help out mafia.
There's something over here.
Help it out, noob, 24/7.
There is a sign over here somewhere that I want to show. Grimclaw, you can meet up on me if you would like. That is, who am I in game anyway? Xander.
Xander with a Z.
Yeah.
You can either meet up on him, Antida, Gigabyte, or Exceder.
Now, can anyone tell me? Wait, is this the right one? Can anyone tell me why this is my favorite sign?
Ooh.
Other than Antida.
Okay.
He has said it publicly on a couple of occasions, one even to Scriv during his first interview with Beyond the Veil.
Yeah. It's because you put down, this. Yeah. It's because of the ordinance number.
Yeah. Uh-huh. City Ordinance 1701, and
put an NCC in front of that,
and you get the Enterprise. I love that. Ooh, fresh lobsters on the menu. There's a lot of things that I just love about this place. It's just the little things, and look at this. Look at the freaking. I love the freaking manhole covers. Remember Dion? Dion went and he went and took a picture of a manhole cover next to where he was, and it looked like freaking one of these ones too. In real life.
I don't know.
But in real life, he actually gave us a picture of it, and you could Google it, and you could actually find out. You could actually find where the manhole cover was made, what city it was located. Because they're all numbered. It's like weird. Well, we located the manhole cover right next to his house. Isn't that cool? Creepy, but cool.
Nice.
Yeah, I was about to say creepy.
And I think they picked up on that when I did the Secret World, because, you know, manhole covers is part of the game mechanics.
Yeah, here in Kingsmouth, at least. Or everywhere else where there's a mission where you have to go down a sewer.
Hey, Frank! Frank's next to us. I didn't realize it, sorry. I just made you my friend. Because you're my friend now, Frank.
Yep, getting suited and booted too.
What other places? Where else should we go? What other places should we go? I don't know. It's just like walking out. Oh, they're all dead. Oh, what a bummer. Ooh, the first time I've seen a Revenant.
What was that?
That was a Raven's mission, wasn't it? The first time you see a Revenant?
Probably, yeah.
Say that again?
Wasn't that the Raven's mission when you first see a Revenant?
Yeah.
Yes. So what did you think? What did you think about the Revenant? Revenant is my favorite character. Ooh, Loptrosity!
I crap myself.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What did you think, Spooky? You know, going by. I think, honestly, like, the Revenant is one of my favorite bad guys in the game. is like, to me, is like one of the most iconic yet original creature that I've ever seen. What are your thoughts on the Revenant and a lot of the nipply creatures that you meet in the secret world here in this beginning level?
I like the Revenants are pretty cool, but my favorites are the guys that have like the tentacles coming out of their heads and stuff.
The drug?
The filth.
Filth.
Especially the female one, because if you listen to her voice set, uh-huh. Oh, yeah. And going on and on, it's pretty creepy.
She says the weirdest things.
Tell me I'm pretty! I'm pretty! I'm pretty! Tell me I'm pretty!
Yeah. Wow. Exactly like that.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Hey, look, there's a Grimclaw right next to us. Hi, Grimclaw. I just made you my friend. Now we're going to give you something. Hope you had your shots. So, where else? Where's... Why don't you take us on a tour? Since, you know, yours is one of the last zones you've been in. So, why don't you show us around some of the favorite hot spots that you had while you were here? Because we're, like, old and stuff, and, yeah. It's not that fresh in our minds.
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
You're putting me on the spot?
A little bit.
Yeah.
He does that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot.
But like that's what he told me the first time I uh-huh. on Beyond the Veil. I had no idea I was gonna be interviewed.
I like Norma.
Let's go see Norma.
Norma.
We're gonna see the Norma
and her bonfire.
Oh, I love the bonfire.
And a big damn shotgun.
Her yeah. boomstick.
Guys, let's get more zombie powder.
Ooh.
I still have a pile of that in my inventory.
Yeah, me too.
Has anybody ever actually used that?
Nope.
Just
use it on this zombie. Oh no, they're going away. I'm gonna use mine. I'm gonna find a zombie.
This is one of the coolest places. Like, oh my god, it's like, come on, girl. Can't you, like, wash off your steps at least? But look at the pretty flowers right next to the rundown shack with the bloody stairs.
Well, you gotta make the best of a bad situation.
Mm-hmm. It might be rundown, but we just got flowers. So how long did you stay here in Kingsmith?
Me?
Yeah.
I'd say at least 5 days to a week.
Oh my god. Really?
Yeah.
I spent like a freaking year.
Yeah, hell yeah.
No, I spent about 5 days to a week here and then moved into the Savage Coast.
Yeah. Well, we're over exaggerating, you know, me being here a year, but I probably spent on and off when I was playing the game originally about 6 months, maybe 7 months, but I was a completionist. I had to complete all the missions, find all the missions, and I'm pretty sure that I didn't get all the missions yet.
Well, I got what? All the missions from here.
You completed every single one?
Are you sure?
Uh-huh.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, let's find out. Press your L button. Wait, no. J button. If you press your J button... And then where it says current missions, hit that and go to finish missions. And then next to that, hit Kingsmith. Or wait.
Yeah, 65 Kingsmith are Town. Finished.
Oh, I have 71.
Well, I didn't do any lair missions or anything like that because, you know.
Neither have I.
And you're not a completionist, are you? Yeah,
but that also that number also contains finishing. I think the Golem missions, the Guardians of Fire missions as well.
So that's just Halloween
missions.
Initially, I think there was 67 or 68. Initially, just the missions in Kingsmith.
Yeah, I've got 76 listed now.
Wow.
70.
That's going to bug me. Now I'm going to have to go find the last couple that I'm missing.
don't worry. It happens to all of us. Yeah, but that's how you find. And for those of you who want to recap on that, all you have to do is hit your J button, which brings you to your journal. And then the drop-down menu, just select Finished Missions, and then select the area next to it, the next drop-down menu next to it, to select the area in which you want to investigate, see how many missions you've done. It'll actually tell you how many missions you've done, and will we have an update?
Zander sent me a laugh. We have a response to our Twitter, where we posted Gigabyte's first outfit, where we asked the community, tell us who Gigabyte is dressed as in that screenshot. And Jelan, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing this right, actually guessed it right. Hey. He said Alucard.
Yep.
And there was Dr. Ixian Ozarov, who actually said Batman.
Batman?
Yeah, I
really?
Know. I'm guessing, you know, that was the only thing that they could come up with, which, fair enough, hey?
Yeah, that's
you
fair
know,
enough.
Maybe Batman is dressed in red in his world, so... But yeah,
that's from the Hellsing anime, which is awesome. If you haven't seen it, go watch it.
Anime.
And it was actually the first answer.
Nice.
Wow, first someone's on the ball.
Correct.
Sit here, take a picture of me and my boy, Grimclaw. I like that name. I actually like the Anubis headdress. That one looks pretty cool. But anyway, so yes, we have Norma. Ooh, and since we're next to Norma, I'm going to let you all in a little secret. Who here likes apples? Me! Let's go see if we can find the mystical, magical grandfather Appleby.
Ooh, let's see. Father Appleby, because he's like a priest.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot his name. Sue me.
I will.
Oh my god, is he there? Wait, I'm clicking on him. He's here! Where is it? Okay, so none of us can kill it. Let's not kill it because obviously we've already killed it. But let's, where's the Spooky and where's Grimclaw?
Are you picking on
Spooky
me again?
Here, uh-huh. Grimclaw.
And Grimclaw, if you look inside this cave over here, that dude with the glowing blue hands, that is Father Appleby. Now, the reason why he's important is because he's not really important anymore. But here's a little fact for you. In the beta, he was the first rare spawn. So, you know, there's a little subset of the game where you can actually go around and hunt rare spawns. And these are creatures that will only materialize once in a while when they're killed. Some of them can take up to 36 hours, some could take 32 minutes. But he's a rare spawn. You don't get no title or anything for killing him, but this is just a fun fact. He is the first. So, why don't you guys go kill him? Kill him! Kill these stones!
You could encourage us to go murder poor Father Appleby?
Yeah.
He's already dead. I'm sure he won't mind. But you have to get through everyone else. Well, never mind. Antita's totally doing that. I just thought it'd be funny to see two, you know, people go after... Yeah, anyway. Never mind. They're all gone. Yay! See, this is Grandfather Appleby, right past Norma's house. I keep calling him Grandfather, don't I? Father Appleby, yeah. Down there is that riverbed of all the cultists and everything, the blue flames and stuff. Then when you get to the beach... Then when you get to the beach, you set up fireworks.
So, Spooky, you said that Norma Creed is your favorite character. When you started off playing here, was there any particular missions or any particular type of monster that actually gave you a bit of a headache when you had to do the mission or when you had to kill it or, you know, any frustrations?
I'd have to say some of the bigger frustrations were when you had to go and get your the quantum brace. And you had to go fight all those golems there.
Yeah.
That was those in Edgar Scrapyard. Yeah, all the all the missions that have to do with those guys, bro, not so pleasant.
Yeah, well, that mission took me forever.
Let's go finish it.
10 level mission.
Yeah, people usually need a friend on those.
Let's go to Edgar Scrapyard since we're here, Kingsmith.
Edgar's hilarious.
Edgar is awesome.
Uh huh.
He is brilliantly written as well. There's so many great characters. It's just really hard to choose a favorite. Norm is certainly one of my favorites, but I like Madame Roget a lot. The sheriff, she's awesome. Andy's awesome. They're all awesome.
Everything is awesome and cool when you're part of a team. Sorry.
Edgar just makes me laugh. He's brilliant.
There is some amazing voice work in this game. It makes it so hard to kind of pin down one character as your favorite, I have to admit.
Yeah.
I just like how Deputy Andy has a thing going with the kittens in every mission. Really. Yes.
I forgot about kittens. That.
He has like a feline fetish. Okay, weirds me out.
Yeah, that did. Any particular missions that have like creeped you out that kind of, you know, made you just shudder and just go like, whoa.
There's one mission here that freaked me out there.
Sorry, my first rank mission did freak me out.
Yeah, it was. Sorry.
Which one was
in the garage?
Yeah, the first rank mission that you do.
Oh.
That mission. Oh, man.
Parking garage, yeah.
I did it all alone. I did it all alone with the lights off and everything, and I was just like, I was freaking myself out just playing that mission. It gave me some good jumps.
Oh, I remember that one.
Which one was it?
The one where you have to go into the parking garage.
Oh, yeah, yes.
It's your very first rank mission.
Rank, yeah, okay.
It advances you either from 2 to 3 or from 3 to 4, I forgot.
I think it's 3 to 4, and then you get to sprint, which is important.
Yes.
Sorry, guys, I had to find the toilet. Apparently, I misplaced it.
No, oh, you're going to the toilet? Have you done that side quest from the toilet, Spooky?
I might have, I forget. it doesn't, like, jump out at me.
Ha! I'm trapped inside of a big metal golem inside of a can.
Kill it.
Come sit on the toilet. The toilet gives you things.
Oh, that toilet!
Yes! Make sure you flush. So you were at the...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, it's an old toilet, so I'm guessing they probably did the flush.
Well, it's rather clean for being in a scrapyard. No.
Well, maybe it's used quite frequently then.
Ghosts and machines. You know, these golems kind of remind me of the big golem that we saw in Tokyo. Like, just, you know, a whole bunch of different mechanical parts scraped together.
Frank's talking to us.
I didn't get to see that one in Tokyo.
Frank's talking to us in the chat that the Akab drove him crazy, and I totally get that.
Oh,
yes, they were annoying.
Now, if memory serves me, we should be very close to the Dunwich Horror. Maybe we can get that one. Yeah.
Have you guys been here in a while, or?
No, it's been a while for me.
I was
doing golems. Yeah.
Yeah, but I come here quite frequently to either to the Kingsmith Airport to farm, or sometimes I just go in and see if there's any players, new players that want to go through Polaris Dungeon, or they just need some help just looking at the chat and...
Yeah, I come in here for general chat help a lot. That's why I usually wear my halo, hoping that people will see it and know that they can ask me questions if they want. Oh, yeah, the Dunwich Road Horror's down here.
Is it there right now?
I see. Yep. There he is. So, is Claw still here?
Not that I see.
Is he hard?
I don't know. Go try it. We'll watch.
Well, you can always gauge by how much health they have. This guy has 5,139 health, which is more than the average, you know, mob in Kingsmith. So, yeah, he will probably be quite a bit harder than the rest of them.
We won't let you die on TV.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Kick him in the nards. We won't let you die on TV.
You guys will just laugh at me.
Ooh, no. Here is Grim. But Grim probably, yeah, he's quite high up on the...
Go kick him in the nards. Everyone else stay back.
Go poke him with a stick.
Crikey. Oh, you set his nards on fire.
I'm
going to
go stick my thumb up. It's battle.
See, look at that. You killed him just like that. Congrats. Now, did you get an achievement for that?
No.
What?
Did you kill it before?
I don't know. I might have. I mean, they just all look alike. Times,
but you know what? A lot of the times, just like with Father Appleby, you actually come across certain mobs. Could be that you even killed Mr. Freezy. Did you guys check out on him? Maybe he's up and about.
Yeah. A couple minutes ago.
And you aggro on someone during a mission or something, just passing by, and you kill them, and then you get that achievement. But it's so short sometimes, and you're so like into the mission and your next objective, what you have to do, you're concentrating on that you just miss it.
Well, there's one way to tell. You go into your L menu, you press L, go into your achievement menu. Into bosses, and into rares, and into Solomon Island.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's a little island around here somewhere. Now, I remember looking from the island, I think I can see either the airport or Eggers. And on that island, there's a bunch of Mayans. Or Egyptians. You remember where that place is? It's right around here somewhere.
But I need that. I need the Lurker, the Lurking Revenant... The Collector, the Umbral Brood King, not Nefari.
Nefari, that's it. Nefari's
up, yeah.
And Solomon's Omen. And, yeah, I have Mr. Freezy. He didn't give anything, like, any clothing.
Oh, I sent an achievement.
You basically, you know, for killing the rares, you get an achievement that's recorded in your journal. But, I... don't remember.
And for killing all of them, you get the monster slayer.
Yeah. Oh,
I want the jacket. I want that jacket. That jacket's really cool looking.
Yeah.
I don't think Nefari's over here.
Yeah, I'm looking right at her.
Oh, I'm marked on my map.
Who has it?
I do.
Just follow me on your map. I've got it marked on my map.
I had a Mark too, but if you ever play the game on one and have your markers on one computer and then you switch to another computer, you don't have your markers anymore.
Yeah, that's a bit weird because that should be... I guess it's...
Source Nefari?
Yeah.
Or did you guys already kill her?
No, she's over there on the other side of that rock.
So just start killing people, and we'll see Nefari.
Ooh, there it is.
Yeah, ooh, there it is. Ooh, there it is. Well, I can't have that happen. There. Better.
That's rude.
It's kind of like a dog's pee mail, right? Ooh, someone attacked it, and I think it was Antita.
Nope.
No,
it was just
Spook.
Oh, nice.
But I didn't get an achievement for that.
Must have killed it before.
No, because she wasn't blacked out.
Yeah.
Let me see. Oh no, I got it. It just, I don't know.
It doesn't show the, it didn't show you the achievement?
No, but now if I open my achievement window, it did show it's complete.
Cool. Solomon's Omen is also here in Kingsmith as well.
Yeah, at the very top right hand corner. Left hand corner, I mean.
Yeah, it's the bear, isn't it, that one?
Yeah.
Yep.
Hmm.
Let's go that way.
I remember coming across that. I thought, what the hell is a bear doing here? So I killed it. And I was like, ooh, that's interesting.
Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy fell on my sword.
Yogi went looking for a picnic basket.
Hey, yo, boo boo. What's happening with you? It's me, Yogi Bear. I'm just hanging here at Kingsmith. Hey, yo, Spooky. Hey, come and meet me. I give you an achievement.
We've done one of these rare hunting.
Wow, this is way out here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see, I never came out here until I was looking for the rares.
No, yeah, I've never been in this corner.
Me neither. I've never been out here.
Yeah, I went exploring one day and I was like, oh, what the hell?
I came down this corner last Halloween because they put a mission right here, like the...
Yeah.
This is probably one of the missions.
They put some lore down here at one point as well, didn't they? Or is there some lore here anyway?
It was during Halloween. Like, there was one right here, like with the bodies. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you mark your mini-map, if you mark your map here, Spooky, and come back later on, this is where the bear will show up. Now, to add a mark, in case you don't know, all you have to do is hit your M button, and wherever your player character is, just mouse over it and right-click. Add marker, and then click on the add marker, and then name it. Yes, but this is where the bear would show up. Wouldn't have it really messed up if the bear just popped up?
It's one of those really creepy bears as well, like zombie bear with like green slime on it.
It's the same bear as the scenarios, is it not?
Yeah.
No, because I thought that one was the one that's in, is it Savage Coast or Blue Mountain has that other bear?
In Blue Mountain, next to the Wabanaki place, it has that same bear.
Yeah, another one there. And also there's one in, I think it's Besieged Farmlands. It's called the Ursine Horror.
That's right.
And it's a bear.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that one.
Just different sizes. Because the Solomon Omens one is quite small in comparison to some of the other rares.
Yeah.
Rare bears.
Fuzzy Wuzzy. This is where I seen it for the first time. I was just sitting here, and I was taking some screenshots, and then I'm looking down and like, whoa, what the hell is that? And then that's when I went down and I seen my that's the first rare spawn I seen.
Yeah. All the other ones I think you listed were in Savage Coast and Blue Mountain.
And I have no idea where those are. I lost them. But this is Priest Island. This is one of the funnest islands to be on. Everything used to be so hard here. I wonder if still it is. It's like killing stuff. Is it dead? I used to hate the missions that come here because I used to I had to sneak around because these hulks would just kill me.
Yeah. When I first came in this area, it was a killer.
Let's clear the island while we're here. Give me a chance to look at the show notes.
Get your revenge.
Yes. Remember! Yeah, that part of the movie from Independence Day when the guy flies into the big alien ship. Hi, boys, remember me? I'm back!
Yeah, but I think everybody who has been in the game for a while has some sort of a marker when it comes to what kind of gear they're at and, you know, the deck that they use. There's always a certain rough spot that you hit in the game when doing missions. You know, killing a certain mob or just doing a mission that is really tough, that you just keep on dying, or you have to abandon it and then come back to it later. So Alexander was mentioning before that he uses that bridge at the very entrance to the Blue Mountain as, you know, some kind of a marker for himself to know, hey, one day I'm going to come back here and I'm going to clear the bridge, and that's how I'll know that, you know, my gear is great now. What about the rest of you guys? Have you got something like that?
I think one of the first ones was like when I was doing, probably it wasn't the first one, but it was around the time when I was in Savage Coast, and then you're trying to do the Bogeyman mission where, you know, you go in the theme park and you have to fight the guy, and it was really tough, and I just couldn't complete it the first time.
Yeah. Boogie was pretty hard. It actually took me 2 or 3 attempts because I couldn't figure out the mechanic, what I had to do.
Yeah, once you figure out the mechanic, like you can avoid his attacks, then it didn't seem that difficult anymore.
No.
I just tried to brute force my way through it the first time. Didn't work. Was not geared up enough.
Yes. One of the things I like about this area, this island, is the fact that they actually have a mutation mechanic. Whenever a zombie, or a particular kind of zombie, would walk over these filth pools, it would turn into a Hulk. You know, I wish they had that transformation, use that more often in the game. Whether it be, you know, you're fighting a random bad guy in Transylvania, and then he turns into a werewolf, you know, something like that. I think that'd be cool. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty interesting.
They need
it's like
to use
the way the things spawn. Like, the other things that do that here in Kingsmith are there's weird zombies in the sea, and then these, like, women drag, walk over them and impregnate them, and they turn into incubators.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they walk over the beach and turn into eggs, and then the eggs hatch into more drag.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's like the cycle.
The circle of life.
Yeah.
You know, this is the thing with exploring the game. There are so many different corners of the game that people don't normally go to. And when you do explore in such a way, you know, you get to see so many beautiful different, you know, screenshots that of the landscape, and you realize how much detail has actually been put into the game. For example, there's no missions around here. You know, if there is, you know, you come do like mission or two, but for the most part, you know, there's some more missions that can be added here in the future possibly. You know, it's in a corner of the map, so people don't tend to go there. There are no NPCs here. Yet, this area has been made. And it's
well, yeah,
awesome.
There's a mission here because I'm standing on the rock, which is the mission thing.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I mean. You know, there's like maybe one mission, but look at the area on the map. You know, it's quite big.
Yeah, really detailed.
There's another mission here.
And then
here.
This is where you also
there's
start.
There's a canister mission too, on the beach.
And this is where you also start to find like lores and stuff.
Oh yeah, lures everywhere.
It's always in these little out-of-the-way corners.
One of the things that when I first logged in and got like my very first time into Kingsmouth was after like the first couple, like maybe like the first 15 minutes, it started to really sink in how huge everything was. It was just so immense. I felt it gave me like a physical sense of space, and lots of
the
it.
Final
I thought,
frontier.
Oh, no, not that kind of space. But I thought, like, to myself that it would take forever to actually get through everything. That you couldn't get bored, because there's always something to see.
Just takes 2 years.
So you guys feel like, you feel like you've learned everything that there is to learn about the game in 2 years?
Oh.
No.
Okay, then.
There's always something new that you keep on discovering. Because, you see, the more you talk to other players, you get to find out their perspective on the game. And, you know, they thought of something that it never even occurred to you. Or they've been to a little corner of the game just like this that you maybe haven't been. And, you know, so you keep on discovering new things.
Speedboat.
It's fine. I really have to go look around the game to places I haven't been before, just to explore all the little corners. I've done the exploration achievement to get the achievement, but I haven't actually looked in the places because people are talking about in every zone there's an area like the Kingsmith Airport. So I want to find the one in every zone, you know, where they've got nightmare level things that drop signets.
That'd be nice because everyone goes to the airport.
But there's the quarry.
Yeah, there's the quarry in Blue Mountain. Yeah. And apparently there's one in City of the Sun God, right in the north corner of the map.
Yeah.
And then in Scorched Desert, there's the Legionnaires.
If you actually look on your enlarged map, every area where it looks like the map's burned are those areas.
No, those are lairs.
Yeah, those are lairs, but... like slightly off them maybe would be the nightmare zone where the one here in Kingsmith is next to the airport, but it's not actually in the lair.
The one in
City of the Sun God, the lair's right in the middle of the map, but I think the area where I'm talking about with the really hard mobs is in the north corner, like this really narrow valley place that you never go to.
Oh yeah, and then there's the with the Romans. Is that
that's in the
City of the
Desert.
Sun God? Yeah.
No, I found that on a quest from Khalid, I think. Just like yesterday.
Yeah.
And then you go there in the past in issue 6.
Actually, talking about Khalid, there was a question on the forums. I cannot remember by who, but it was one of the relatively newer players who had joined the game. And they were doing quests in the Scorched Desert. And they came across Khalid. I nearly said Salid. And there's a couple of missions there that actually said devastating to them when it came to the difficulty level of those missions. So he was wondering how he should go about those. Like, what are his chances of actually completing those missions at the present time when they are marked as devastating? What would you guys tell new players who, you know, encounter missions like that? Because there's easy, there's hard, there's devastating missions. When they come across devastating missions, what would your advice be?
Skip over them or do them with a couple of people.
That particular
one sends you straight into the Legionnaires, which are nightmare level mobs, as you say.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I usually quest with a friend or two, so because we like to, like my friends, we like to do like the investigation missions all together and stuff because it's fun to try to figure out the puzzles together. But we also do all the other quests that we can together, and that happened to send us out there, and fortunately we did okay because there were several of us there. But I think on your own you wouldn't be able to do it. You would just go through so much packs and repair costs, it's not even funny.
Mm-hmm. I think there are definitely some missions that they put in earlier zones which are not designed to be, you know, done at the current level of the zone. Like, you wouldn't walk into the Kingsman's Lair when you're in QL3 gear. It wouldn't work. And you wouldn't do the Quantum Brace mission alone when you're in Kingsmith. You'd wait until you probably come back later when you have enough AP to actually equip the Quantum Brace afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, the thing that's confusing about that particular zone in Egypt, the Scorched Desert, is that there's a couple investigation missions that actually send you straight into the lair, but not like... they don't put you against the mobs, but you have to like skirt around the mobs to do it. And some new players wouldn't necessarily know that they were coming very close to getting munched by lair mobs. And then there's a set of missions right there that if you don't realize that you don't really realize that are lair specific missions, and if you pick them up, you're never going to complete them not without, you know, a group of people that are geared up.
Yeah.
It's certainly different now than it was back then. I think when the lairs first came out, you didn't know you were in the lair. It just popped up, you know, you're walking into the lair. But now when you walk into the lair, the color seems to go a bit more black and white. You get the weird veiny things on the side of your screen. It does a weird noise when you walk into the lair. The map has a burned area, which it didn't have before when the game first launched. They're trying to say, this is where something happens. And there are missions that send you into the lairs that when you're not supposed to, when you're not, you know, actually doing a lair. Like in Blue Mountain, you have to go into the casino for a side quest, but it's a sneak around mission. And that's a good way of doing it because, you know, if you were overgeared and then you picked out that mission, you could just go in the casino and then just kill everything yourself. And that wouldn't be sneaking around. So they put it there deliberately in a place where you can't solo it.
Can you solo that?
No, I can't. I can't even solo it. It's a lair, so I can't. The bosses.
Yeah, they're designed not to be soloed, but to be a part of a group content.
Yeah, some of the things there have like 47,000 health, and I don't think I can get them down before I kill myself.
Yeah, there's I don't that think place. Anyone could solo those.
There's that place down by down past the academy, the Kingsmith Academy. It's down by the wharf, the docks. There's a bunch of scarecrow down there that are uber strong. I remember I was doing a quest and I was picking up ID tags and they kept killing me. And like a year later, I went back and I just deponed those guys, you know, because I was, you know, strong then and I could, like, you know, almost kill them with one hit kind of thing. And to me, that was like pure revenge. It's like, hey, remember me when I was like level 10? Guess what? I'm like a level billion.
Yeah, you gotta love doing that.
Mm-hmm. Guess where I am.
Yeah, I was wondering, where are you? Oh, did you go to Blue Mountain? Are you going to do the bus thing? I want to see that.
Yeah. Oh, let's go check that out.
Am I at the right bridge? I'm at the wrong bridge.
I remember when we get there, no one helps Xander out. No one do anything. Just watch him pull all the zombies.
Mm-hmm.
He's on a completely opposite side of the map, as far as I can tell. So it's gonna take
so
a
I'm
few
right
minutes
down,
to get there.
Is right anyone next right to the down, entrance the to Savage Coast, I think.
You're there, Gig? Can we meet up on
Not
you?
Not quite. Galactrix is there. I'm just loading in.
Okay.
Because I didn't meet up on Galactrix.
Who should we meet up on?
You can meet up on me. I'm on the right bridge.
I'll meet up on you too. I'm already here, but you know, I want to be on the right bridge.
Oh yeah, this is the one.
Yep, all the zombies are in place.
You gotta find a place to get a good look.
I think this is close enough.
Bus? Jump on top of the bus.
You can jump on top of the bus, yeah.
Yeah, I suck at jumping, so probably not.
Crap, I fell off. Just don't be running when you go on top. I'll give you guys a minute to prepare.
This is so exciting.
Oh, there's not that many.
This should be called the Xander Run from now on. Did the Xander Run in less than 12 parsecs.
Can't even get up there now.
I could see about 28 from here.
I'd say it's more than enough, really, to give you a little bit of help.
Okay, you guys ready for this?
Yep. Wait. All right.
I gotta wake him up.
We still got some people.
I'm waking up the dead.
Someone hasn't woke up.
Still got a few to wake up.
It takes a while for them to get up in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, as long as I keep running, they'll keep running after me.
Okay, they're waking up.
Oh, I have to start.
Yeah, some of them haven't woken up.
Well, they started killing me, so I kind of had to. Look at that!
There you go, he's still alive.
Yay! For those of you,
half health.
For those of you wondering, he actually has just under 5,000 health. And he was about, what, 1,500, 1,700 health still on.
Didn't get all of them. Look at, there's some still moving.
Okay, there's like five, but the thing is they started attacking me, so I couldn't run anymore. So by the time I started attacking them, I was down a quarter of my health, so I kind of had to. I had no choice. But yes, this is the Xander, the cannonball run.
yeah, just like a year ago, you couldn't have done that.
I know.
What I tend to do is I kind of gauge the power of my deck or the weapons by how many mobs I can actually pull either at Kingsmith Airport while I'm farming or in the quarry. So like if I can only pull like five before I have to hit off a leech potion or a healing potion, you know, then it's not that good. But if I can kill 10 comfortably with more than half of my health still remaining, then it's a good deck. If I can kill a lot more than that, then it's a freaking awesome deck.
Can we see that? Can we? We're here in Blue Mountain. Can we see Antida Solo like 10 drag at the quarry?
Okay, let's do it.
Oh, let's go.
You opened your big mouth. Don't worry, I opened mine.
Okay.
Don't worry, I opened mine.
So where's the quarry-like, airport-like zone in Savage Coast?
I can't remember. It's apparently a really good place to go because it drops laceration signets, apparently.
There's a Lobtrosity and a big uber jellyfish thing right here. Let's kill it. Before we go over there. Huh?
There's more lobster thingies over in the quarry. You can kill a whole bunch. Mm-hmm. Jellyfish and lobsters.
That's right. That's right. I forgot.
I'm at the quarry if you want to meet up.
Do you have that fast travel thing?
No, I just killed myself.
Red Bull gives him wings.
Oh. That is the fast travel, isn't it?
So wait, there is a place in the Savage Coast that is
apparently there is.
And it drops laceration.
Yep, everyone wants laceration.
And where is it?
Where's what?
Laceration. The place.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I should go around exploring every zone, find the marked place on the map where I can go.
Assignment for the next episode.
Ooh, look at that.
Yeah. Okay, so we can watch up here. Like, when's that? Like, Cantina can jump down there and aggro all those drag down there.
I think the next episode should be an informative episode on farming and these little nightmare zones so that noobs like me know where to find them.
That's a really good idea. We'll schedule that for episode 101 because 100 is all about us.
Episode 101. Us. Get it? Farming 101.
That's perfect.
So are we going to be able to see her all the way down the bottom of the pit?
I can see her. Can you count her dragon down there?
Stay up there, because just up there you have so many of
them. Oh yeah, we can stand on this like crate.
Yes, we're all going to the quarry.
8, 6, 7. 3, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11. There's 11, and I can pull those two off the bridge. That's going to make it 13.
Okay, go for it.
Hang on, I'm going to put just under 5,000 health.
This is us, just... We should label this episode Stomping Ground.
There she goes, she's off.
And she's off! She has...
Two
drag in tow.
Now 5.
Now 5, yeah. She is engaging 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
And a broodmother.
And the broodmother.
Broodmother. 11, 12, 13. Which over here?
She lost a tentacle lady. Oh, there she
is. No, it's just getting range to try and attack her from range.
Look at her go.
She's out of war. She did a dash.
She has a smirk on her face right now.
Pretty awesome moves. There's only three left.
Uh-huh.
Two left. Just the broodmother.
She had 15 in tow, and now she just has the broodmother left. So there you go.
Nice. Oh my god, she didn't even she didn't even break a sweat.
Yay!
Good job! Woo! Impressive.
Three look at all that.
Now, could you have done that a year ago?
No. Definitely not. But like I said, you know, if there's a lot of people who gauge the power of their deck or the damage output or the healing qualities of it, leeching, whichever you want to, you know, you put on, by coming to quarry and just testing the deck out. Because, hey, what's the worst that can, you know, happen? You kill some mob, you gain some loot, and you die, you know, on occasion. But it kind of helps you see, you have better control over seeing where you die, how you die, you know, and that's how you can actually improve your deck. You can switch abilities as you need to or as you want to, depending on what you want your deck to do.
So in other words, you're saying it's not the size of your deck that matters, it's how you use it.
That was bad. Here's a question, though. How can you tell that it's your deck rather than your gear that needs to change when you're doing these kinds of testings?
Well, look, these kinds of testing, when you do that, for example, it would basically be, in my opinion, what you would call a survivalist deck, something that you would need for scenarios as well. Because a deck in these kind of situations... you can't just have a pure DPS one, because you can only... Eventually, you're going to die. There's going to be... You know, if you pull so many mobs, eventually, they're going to kill you. So, a good deck also has to have some leeching properties, that it actually heals you back for a certain amount. Whether that's by hitting off your builder, whether that's some defensive abilities that you put, like martial discipline, for example. You know, I don't have it currently on my deck, but on the other one I do, and hitting off martial discipline and art of war one after the other, it really does wonders for you. So you really need to see, you know, how your health, how quickly your health goes down, just by hitting the builder and your consumers, not hitting off any impairs or anything like that. So you can always gauge how good your deck is in those situations. And, you know, your weapons, of course, it does matter whether they are QL10 greens or QL10 blues or purples. So that's also going to have an impact on how well you do in these kind of situations. But that's why you kind of test them out. You first pull like one mob, then two, then three, then four, and you keep on building from there.
You're going to want this...
Vantage is aggroed to the rare boss.
And who's killing it?
70% if like whoever hasn't got it.
Yeah, just hang on there, Frank. Hang on, Frank.
Yeah, that's the one.
Get it, Spooky.
She's behind. She's here with me.
You're ruining the group. She'll get credit for it anyway.
No, you have the tag.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I totally forgot. This is where the frog is. Where Happy is. Frank said in the chat that next to the academy in the Savage Coast is the place.
Yeah, it has
the
uber right.
familiars. And now it's the same place I was talking about. Remember the scarecrows?
Oh yeah.
What was that guy's name, the mob that we, the boss that we just killed?
It's called Hrap Fogcloaked.
What?
Hrap. Hrapp.
Because he's frappy.
He's frappy. Indiddly-do.
Mm-hmm. Now, we have a contest going on right now, and maybe Antita can fill you in on that, too. Either way, the article is up on the website at holosuitemedia.com, so be sure to go and check that out, too. But here's Antita with a little tasty morsel. Well, I kill stuff.
Well, in part, we've already advertised it on Twitter last week when we revealed the secret advertisement contest. Basically, what this contest is all about is creating an ad for anything that relates to the secret world. It doesn't matter, you know, it could be some sort of association with the secret world, or it could be a person, NPC from the secret world, it can be anything. As long as we look at it and go like, oh yeah, this is secret world, anything goes. We have an example of what Dash has actually created last year, I believe it was Dash, right? A little poster for Anima.
Anima Bleach.
Detergent. killing filth much better than any other brand. I thought it was just freaking awesome. And this is how this contest was actually born, with this Dash's poster. Now, if you think that, you know, oh, hell, I could never, like, top this up, you know, I can never create something as cool as that, it doesn't matter whether you're good with computers or not. It does not have to be made on the computer. You can just draw it, scan the drawing, you know, just simply draw it with a pen, you know, on any kind of paper, and scan it and send it to us. You can send it to us via email. To beyondtsw@gmail.com, or you can tweet it out to us at beyondtsw. Remember, it doesn't have to be spick and span. It doesn't have to be like this Hollywood-produced ad. It's the idea behind it that counts. Sometimes, you know, the good ads can make you laugh. Sometimes they can just make you go like, what?
They can make you laugh. They can make you cry. They can make you spend money.
Exactly. So, any, like I said, anything goes. Black, white, color, drawings, something that's done, you know, on one of those awesome computer programs, if you're really proficient in their use, you know, just give it a go. Be creative, be unique. Do remember, please don't use someone else's idea as your own.
And don't drink and drive.
That's not right, and we will not tolerate it. So in case we find out that you've stolen someone else's idea, or not given credit where credit is due, and not that you haven't sought prior permission to actually put something like that into this contest, the prizes will be taken away from you, even after we give them out. So talk about prizes. What are those? There will be a winner and a runner-up to this contest. So we won't have the standard first, second, and third place. There will be one winner and a runner-up. Both will need to provide their mailing addresses to us, too, because one of the prizes that both will get is an actual faction dog tag. Prizes will be provided directly to players in-game, and hence, you know, people who enter should really be players of the game, because otherwise they won't be able to utilize nearly any of these prizes. So what are the prizes? Runner-up will get 1,200 Funcom bonus points, a faction dog tag of their own choosing, in-game t-shirts, Beyond the Veil, and Innsmouth Academy. Alright? And the winner is going to get 5 million packs, in-game titled Derp, in-game t-shirts, Beyond the Veil, Orochi, and League of Monster Slayers, so three t-shirts, a faction dog tag of their choosing, and 2,400 Funcom bonus points. So, you know, that's like two issues that you can basically get for free, even less if you're a Grandmaster or a subscriber to the game. Now, I already mentioned how to enter. Send us your entries via email to beyondtsw@gmail.com or tweet it out to us at beyondtsw. Contest is open already and will close at 8 p.m. EST on July 23rd. That is next week, Wednesday. All right? So you basically have a little under a full week in order to send your entry to us. Now, depending on the number of entries, we'll try to show all the entries to the community if we have the time, because entries that we receive until next Wednesday, we will all get together, we will vote on those entries and pick a winner based on you know, who got the highest score. And the winner and the runner-up will be announced on our next week's show, which is a big, big, big show for us. It's 100th episode of Beyond the Veil, and it's going to be awesome, because not only will we be actually announcing the winner and runner-up of this contest, but we also have another thing going on at the moment, and that is Gatekeeper Awards People's Choice for the second year of the game. What is that about? It's a poll consisting of 10 categories, and players of the game actually get a chance to vote for their favorite NPC, for their favorite issue that was released in the Secret World second year. And there's, if you want to know more, or if you are interested in voting in this poll and having a vote count, go to hallsweetmedia.com and just scroll down. You will see the Gatekeeper Awards, and you can, you know, cast your votes there. You can only pick one per category. The entry with the most votes in their respective category will win. So it's going to become the absolute favorite of TSW's community. And those winners will be announced at the big celebration that will be held next week, Thursday, 7 p.m. EST, right here on Hall Suite Access. Everything will be live streamed, and the entire event will be held in London at the Albion Theater. So if you can, please do join us.
Yes, definitely. It's going to be a black tie event, and it's going to be lots of fun. And I actually can't wait to see, you know, the actual the poll results. It's going to be like epically awesome. So, Spooky, overall,
yeah.
What do you think of this game overall? So, what you've played so far, is it a keeper?
Oh, definitely. Most definitely.
Think you'll be here in 100 episodes?
Well, I recommended two of my friends to join, and they've just bought everything for the game, and I'll probably be getting a Grandmaster pack myself.
Nice. We're all Grandmaster. Well, okay, so I can't say all, but most of us are Grandmasters here, yeah. And I guess
at some point,
wear my hat. We're all sitting here wearing a cowboy hat.
Now you all need to do line up and do the Macarena together with your cowboy hats and everything. All in time. No, you started too soon.
It's impossible to get them timed up.
That's not true. You just all put it in, put the line in your chat, and then, you know, count to three, and...
They're actually on different, timings.
Yeah. Now, see, all you have to do, is leave, hit, /camp in your chat, which will log you out to the main screen, and then you log back in, and we'll all be doing it at the same time. You should try it. You gonna try it?
I don't think that's how that works.
But anyway, so it's been a great episode, but we still have more.
Yeah, just want to give a shout out to the Secret World Database, who will be celebrating. It's a website, tswdb.com, which is going to be celebrating its first year anniversary tomorrow, 18th of July. So there's a whole bunch of anniversaries happening in July. Have you guys figured it out yet? Sanctuary had their 6 month anniversary. TSWDB has their anniversary. We have our anniversary. The game itself. So anniversaries all around for
what a coincidence.
I know. The whole world revolves around the Secret World.
Yes, almost as if things created for the Secret World happened after the Secret World came out.
But yeah, the Secret World Database website has been up and about for a year, and there's been a lot of push by the community themselves, because it's actually run by people from the community, very well-known names, who actually provide you with walkthroughs for the missions, where locations for the lores, you know, how to do scenarios. There's a whole bunch of tips on, and of course deck builds that you can go there and check them out. There's a whole bunch of stuff there that is of use to anyone who is actually playing the Secret World. It is becoming number one website to go to. Before, that used to be unfair.co.uk, I believe was the address. But that has had problems as of late, and it wasn't updated. And these guys on tswdb.com, they're all players in the game who are doing their hardest to provide you guys with the best, you know, stuff that you need for the game. They will be celebrating their anniversary tomorrow, starting at 6 p.m. GMT. Okay, that is 2 p.m. EDT. The celebrations will start in Eldwick Park in London on Arcadia Dimension. All right, so if you do have any question about it, do join chat channel in-game called TSWDB. So do join it tomorrow, and there will be a whole bunch of prizes given out. There's 12,000 bonus points that are going to be given out. There's going to be a scavenger hunt, Stonehenge PvP matches that are going to be organized, a chat quiz. So there's a whole bunch of stuff that's going to be happening tomorrow, Friday, July 18th, in-game. Join chat channel called TSWDB. And enjoy all the fun, and happy anniversary, TSW Database.
Yay. Happy anniversary!
Yay.
Yay!
Yeah, there's a lot of anniversaries happening in this month. Wow. Got to put on the... You know, we're going to need a new month just to have non-anniversaries.
Yeah.
At least we don't have to buy everyone presents.
I know. Give the gift that counts.
Instead, we're actually giving out presents.
Mm-hmm. So that about ties up our show for this week. thank you, Spooky, for popping on and having fun with us. And I'm sure we'll see you around, you know, more often. And to everyone else out there via internet land, we will see you all next week where we reach 100. It's a momentous occasion, I think.
Thank you.
100 episodes will hit next week. The Gatekeeper Awards will happen next week. Lots of prizes will be given out. And remember, for those of you listening to this, it's a black tie event. So show up next Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on Holosuite XS. If you don't know where that is, go to holosuitemedia.com, hit the XS tab. Yes. So see you next Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here. So, everyone, bye-bye!
Bye!
See you later!
See ya.
Yeah, 99 episodes, hey? Yes? Oh, we had to hit the that button where we shut everything off now.
Beyond the Veil, a production of Holosuite Media. Join us next week at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and be sure to check holosuitemedia.com and iTunes for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at BeyondTSW. If you have any questions or comments, please send us an email to BeyondTSW@gmail.com and join us next week at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another episode of Beyond the Veil, a place where hilarity always ensues.
Happy 100th, happy 100th, happy 100th anniversary. Hello? Hello? Oh no. Diva, we missed the anniversary again. Oh no, wait. Oh, episode 99. Oh, all right. Crap.